Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. And some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, due to Packers not being very aggressive last week, the anticipation is for them to step up to the plate this week now that the holiday's over. Even though they were not very aggressive, they managed to purchase some cattle for deferred delivery. Whether this leaves them less aggressive than anticipated this week or not, that'll likely be seen today as cash trading is expected to surface. Box beef was higher, choice up $1.05, select was up 72 cents. Holiday demand's being assessed and retail outlets are restocking shelves. Demand moving forward will be key to price potential. Cash hogs finally showed some strength with the National Direct Afternoon Report posting a gain of about 62 cents. This was refreshing, although cash has a big hole in it and needs to climb out due to the weakness from last week. Packers needed to step up Tuesday and possibly the rest of this week to get back on track with slaughter. Quiet trade in wheat markets until the European open, with Russian President Putin's comments hitting wire service and prices exploding to the upside, with all contracts up 22 to 33 cents. In comments to an economic forum in Russia's Far East, the Russian leader said developing countries have been cheated by the UN-brokered grain export deal, with a majority of the shipments headed for Europe instead of poorer countries. Firmer corn prices overnight, with most contracts posting 2 to 4 cent gains as corn follows the strong buying in wheat. The Ukrainian export deal discussed in the wheat section with import will impact corn, but it's having more of an immediate impact on wheat prices overnight. Mixed to weaker trade overnight in the soy complex, with soybeans and oil lower, while meal rallies with corn and wheat. All three markets in the complex look to be breaking out to the downside of their recent consolidation patterns, in keeping with the negative seasonals usually witnessed during September. The futures in just a moment.
It's Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 450 head will be selling, 225 Angus bulls, 50 Hereford bulls, 50 registered Angus and Hereford springbred heifers, 70 commercial springbred heifers, and 30 commercial fall calving pairs. You can attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com and liveauction.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 3rd.
At the close yesterday, October live cattle up 50 cents at 145.05. December up 62, 150.87. The September feeder cattle up 30 cents, 184.17. October up 115, 186.10. October hogs up 107, 91.10. December up 80 cents yesterday, 83.50. Kansas City wheat, December up 4.25, 882. March up 4.75, 883.75. Chicago wheat, December up 6 cents at 817. March up 4.75, 832. December corn's up 10.25 at 676. March up 10.5 at 681.75. November soybeans up 21.75 at 1398.75. January's up 21.5, 1403.75. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.